بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت سعيد بن عبد العزيز رحمة الله عليه نريد from ربيع بن يزيد رضي الله عنه نريد from أبو إدريس الخولاني رحمة الله عليه نريد from أبو ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله عنه نريد from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نريد from الله تعالى that he said, oh my servants, I have prohibited oppression for myself and made it prohibited amongst you, so you should not wrong one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except those whom I guide. So seek my guidance, and I will guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except those whom I feed. So ask me to feed you, and I will feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, except those whom I clothe. So ask me to clothe you, and I will clothe you. O my servants, you commit sins by the day and night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. O my servants, if you wish to harm me, you will never be able to harm me to do so. And if you wish to benefit me, you will never be able to do so. O my servants, if the first and last of you and all the humans and jinn amongst you were to reach the level of the most righteous amongst you, then that will not increase my sovereignty in any way. O my servants, if the first and last of you and all the humans and jinn were amongst you, were to reach the level of the most wicked amongst you, that will not decrease my sovereignty in any way. O my servants, if the first and last of you and all the humans and jinn amongst you were to stand on a single field and ask me whatever they desire, and I give to every person whatever he asks for, that will not decrease my treasures any more than when a needle is dipped into the ocean. O my servants, it is your deeds which I keep in store for you, and I will then repay you in full. So whoever does good should thank Allah Ta'ala, and whoever does evil should blame none but himself. Sa'id, one of the narrators, said that when Abu Idris used to narrate this hadith, he would sit up on his knees. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali said, the people of Syria regarded this hadith as the most noble. This hadith is speaking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning we're seeing that, oh my servant, that you, all of you are hungry except those whom I feed. All of you are naked except whom I clothe. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say that you, after I'm doing so much for you, that you commit sins by the day and night, and I forgive all the sins, and I am the one that will forgive you. O my servants, if you wish to harm me, you'll never be able to harm me. And then Allah Ta'ala explains that all the human, all the jinn amongst you, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, every human being that existed, every jinnat that existed from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right up till the last moment, every person had to gather on one plane, and every person had to ask Allah Ta'ala together. If one person is talking to me, I can understand. If two people are talking to me at the same time, I'll battle to understand. If three people are talking to me at the same time, it's impossible for me to understand three people who are talking at one time. And imagine three people talking in three different languages. Is it possible to understand? Yeah, it's not three people, not four people. It's all the people from the time of Adam alayhi salam, right up till the last person to come on earth. Not only every human being, every jinnat asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking whatever he wants. And if Allah ta'ala gives every single person whatever he wants, it won't decrease the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith mentions, to the extent of a needle that is placed in the ocean and the needle is pulled out, how much water has decreased from the ocean, that much also it won't decrease the treasures of Allah. Can you imagine how much is the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that if, O my servants, it's your deeds which I keep in store for you, and I will repay you in full. The other thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, that O my servants, if the first and last of you, all the humans and jinn amongst you, were to reach the level of the most wicked amongst you, it will not decrease my sovereignty. Allah ta'ala's greatness won't decrease in any way. And every person, every jinnat, had to become the most pious on earth, it won't increase Allah ta'ala's sovereignty. It won't increase the status of Allah Ta'ala in any way. In other words, Allah is not in need of us. Allah is great without us. Allah will remain great without us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not being affected by our gunas. Our gunas are affecting ourselves, is not affecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this hadith, hadith-i-qudsi is that hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala is saying, such a beautiful hadith, it shows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should always have our eye on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this time, in this age, when there are so many things that want to take our direction away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put our direction onto other things. We should remind ourselves that our Allah is still around. Sometimes when people come to the buzurugs and they complain that I got this problem and I got that problem and things are looking so gloomy in the country, people are getting hijacked, people are getting kidnapped, people are getting robbed, there's looting, there's so much of, you know, negativity, there's so much of darkness that gloom that it seems in the country. So the buzurug will tell them one thing, that Allah is still around. Our Allah is still here in this country. So long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there, the person doesn't need to lose hope. It doesn't matter where a person goes, whatever he does, he remembers his Allah is still with him. So therefore we know we got somebody that is there, that is full of power. Everything he's able to give us, it won't decrease his treasures. How can we ever doubt that our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause us to fail? Hazrat Mawlana Maghdas Sahib, Namad Barakat, whom he asked people when they talked to him, he said, did Allah ta'ala ever let you down, even one time? Did Allah ta'ala ever let you down? When you were in the womb of your mother, nobody to take care of you, Allah ta'ala took care of you. When you were a baby, you didn't know how to fend for yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of you. You didn't even know how to clean yourself in the toilet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of you. You didn't even know how to eat solids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of you. Then your life came up as a young boy and as a young man, who took care of us? Allah ta'ala took care of us. Like that, when a person gets old, who takes care of him? Allah ta'ala. And when he goes in the qabr also, his umid and his hope is that Allah who took care of me all this while, that Allah won't leave me stranded, that Allah will take care of me, even in the qabr. So he believes all the time he's got his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of putting our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having full hope in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.